easier said than done. Praise God for all you being here on tonight, and this message is for those who want their 2012 to be everything that God would have it to be. If that's not what you want, then you happen to be in the wrong church on tonight. Turn to Daniel chapter 3 and just, you know, put a bookmark there. Put a quarter in your meter at Daniel 3, around verse 11. God wanted me to share with you tonight, you either bow and bend or believe in God. You either bow and bend or believe in God. There's only two things we can do. There's no neutrality. You either bow and bend or believe in God. Let us pray. Father, we honor you and praise you and thank you. You are worthy of all the praise. Bless your word and bless your people. Thank you, God. We're on the brink of a new year. Some of us are on the brink of becoming a new person. Some of us got to get a new start at something. And a new relationship with you. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. To be victorious in 2012, a lot of us need to change our perspective on something. And that something is you can be in captivity and still be free. You can be in captivity and still be free. Because captivity is usually a physical thing. But you don't have to be in spiritual captivity because you're in physical captivity. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can be in captivity and still be free. That's why that book about Battlefield of Your Mind, that's what it's talking about. You can be free in your mind, in your spirit, and still be in captivity. You may not be free physically, but you are free spiritually. Free to believe, free to think, and free to worship your God. Now, Daniel's name means God is my judge. And Daniel was kidnapped from his noble family in Judah and deported to Babylon in 605 B.C. at the permissive will of God. There's some stuff that you and I are going through in our lives have been through. It was at the permissive will of God. But it's how we responded to it that determined the outcome and your experience while you were in it. Nebuchadnezzar ruled Babylon from around 605 to 562 B.C. One thing I like about Daniel teaches us some things. And in Daniel 1:8, when Daniel found out that he was being deported to Babylon, the Bible doesn't say he had a fit. The Bible says he purposed in his heart that no matter where I am, I will not defile myself. See, either you bowing and bending or you believe it in God. You can't do them both. He said in Daniel 1:8, I purpose in my heart. And when you have the purpose of God in your heart, you'll speak up. Daniel said, because I purpose in my heart that I will not defile myself, I'm going to ask the one over me, can you give me something different to eat? I don't want this king's meat. And I don't want the king's drink because I serve another king. But see, if you don't have a purpose in your heart, you're going to do what everybody else does. There were a lot of people deported from Babylon, but Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were a different type of people. And that was God looking for the Christians to be a different type of people in this day and age. But when you got a purpose in your heart, you don't mind speaking up for yourself. Daniel spoke up. He said, look, as a matter of fact, Daniel said, if you give me something different to eat, I'm going to make sure you don't get in trouble. Because when you come back to check on me and my friends, we're going to look better than those that are eating what the king gave them. See, they got to help folk out. You cannot just be about yourself. You got to take, when you take the name of Jesus with you, you got to show other folk that my God can bless you.
You may not believe in my God, but the fact that I'm here, the fact that I'm in your jail, the fact that I'm in your captivity, I can bless you by being here. As a matter of fact, God not mad with you. God sent me here. God let you captivate me. So God ain't mad with you. We were in Judah. We were disobedient in sin. And God got tired of us. And he taught us how to. So God's really not mad with you.
Then Daniel in chapter 2. He was the only one that could interpret the king's dream. And then Nebuchadnezzar sent one of his henchmen out and said, look, kill them all. And then Daniel told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, said, look, the king needs to know what the dream is. They got together and prayed. God revealed to Daniel what the dream was about. So not only did Daniel spare his life, not only was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's life spared, but all the other astrologers or dream that could interpret dreams, their lives were saved because Daniel said, this is what the dream said. But I like about Daniel, Daniel's not like some of us. After Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream, guess what? He got a promotion. But some of us, we get our promotion. We don't think about nobody else. Daniel 2, 48, 49 said, Daniel requested the king, and then he promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You got to remember who went down with you. You got to remember those in captivity with you that they believe what you believe. Daniel said, hey, let's not defile ourselves. So Daniel said, when something good come my way, I'm going to share the blessing with y'all. Because y'all don't want to defile yourselves. But when you get to Daniel chapter 3, you find out whether or not Christians are really Christians. You know that old joke they have about two men went in the church with a gun? You know? And then they tell everybody, like, all you phonies, Christians, get out. They say about five people left in the church. They put the gun down and say, okay, let's have service. Y'all the real ones. Oh, my God, my God. Your faith is going to be tested and tried. And in 2012, you got to tell yourself, I got a different perspective on this thing called faith. I'm going to believe God no matter what. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to believe God. You got to, because there's nobody in here that you're going through something and you decided not to believe God and your situation changed. The only time your situation is going to change is when you believe God. And these are young men, but they purposed in their heart that they would not defile themselves. So Daniel 3:11 says, you know about Nebuchadnezzar building that image? And he wanted everybody to fall down and worship the image when you hear the music. But there was always somebody there like Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saying, no, we're not bowing down. Because I need to let you know, anytime you're out of the will of God, anytime you're not reading God's word, anytime you're not studying God's word, anytime you're not praying to God, anytime you're not talking with God, anytime you're not coming to church, you are bowing and bending to Nebuchadnezzar's music. There's no two ways about it. You are bowing down to Nebuchadnezzar's music. You're bowing and bending and you're not believing in God. Anytime that God puts you through something and you decide to take matters in your own hands and try to fix that thing up on your own and forget what God promised you and forget the God of your salvation, you are bending and bowing to Nebuchadnezzar's music.
Daniel 3:11. As he built the image, he said, and whoso falls not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Then verse 12 said, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set on the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, had not regarded thee. They served not thy gods, nor worshipped the golden image which thou hast set up. You got to understand that when they put you in captivity, they want to mess your mind up. The first thing they're going to do, they're going to change your name. They ain't going to change your diet. They want to change everything about you. This young man in the barbershop the other day said, when he went in the service, that changed his whole life around. He said, they just break a man down. So they make you eat, drink, sleep, marine. So that's all he knew.
That's all he knew. But that's what they try to do when something grabs you. It tries to make you think that they have the power over you. But see, you got to have a purpose in your heart. You got to say, I'm not bowing and I'm not bending. I believe in God. You got to know that when you're someplace where you can't go to church, you still got to believe in God. Oh, glory be to God. That's why you got to know the word of God. That's why you got to take the name of Jesus with you, because you don't know where you might wind up on this journey called Christianity. Because if you know like I know, sometime when you're on your way to destiny, you don't get all the details. Abraham, take your son and go, and I'll show you the mountain. God will not give you all the details of your destiny, but you got to be ready for the journey. The first thing the captives want to do is change the name. They took Daniel's name, which means God is my judge, and changed it to Belteshazzar, which means whom Bel favors. And Bel is a Babylonian god. They took Hananiah's name, that means the Lord is gracious, and changed it into Shadrach, command of Aku, which was a Babylonian god. Then they took Mishael's name, which means who is like the Lord, and turned it into Meshach, who is like Aku, the Babylonian god. Then they take Azariah's name, which means the Lord is my helper, and change it to Abednego, which means servant of Nego, or servant of Nebo, god of vegetation. So they change the name. But if you take what the names meant before they change the name, it means God is my judge, the Lord is gracious, who is like the Lord is my helper. See, you got it. You either bow or bend, or believe in God. See, when you're in captivity, you can't allow yourself to be captured spiritually. You still got to know who God is. How can you sing a familiar song in a strange land? Because you know who God is. You got to let folks know, look, I'm not going for this. You got to take a stand sometimes. Too many of us compromise too often just so we can be accepted and be on the in crowd. We're scared to challenge folks sometimes. Some of us can't challenge nobody because we need to be challenged. But this time out in 2012, if your life don't change, in relationship to Christ, you got to make some change. You got to think different. Your mind got to be renewed. You can't keep on just doing this light switch Christianity. Now I need him, now I don't. Every time I need God, I put the switch on and I come to church. Now I don't need God, I put the switch off and I go about my business. You won't get anywhere like that. You are bowing and bending to Nebuchadnezzar's music. You're not believing in God, because you believe God, you hold on and hold out. You stay right there. But anytime you bend and bow, let folk chase you out of here, chase you from there. You can't serve God over there. You can't serve this. The strangest thing, people go around, I don't like that church. They ain't got this. They ain't got that. They might tell you come like the church. You're supposed to be loving Jesus. The folks that don't want to serve God find all kinds of excuses. I don't like the way they preach. I don't like the way they look. You don't want no Jesus. You bending and bowing down to Nebuchadnezzar's music. The enemy's got you captive physically and spiritually. The captive, the enemy wants you to think no way out. Change your name, change your diet. Call you all kinds of stuff and put you in training. Then the second thing, What the enemy wants to do is to make sure you don't have any faith in God. But your faith in God tells you what to think. Don't let nobody mess up your mind. Don't let nobody take your mind. Your mind is renewed in the spirit and the power of Christ. God is everywhere that you are. Tell me one place you've been and God's not there. Tell me one place God can't go. They that worship him are worship in spirit and in truth. I got on the bus and God got on the bus with me. Ain't nobody see him. How you know? Because the driver of the bus didn't ask God to put a token in. Nobody rides free. Oh, see, y'all done. But everywhere you go, God is with you. You got to understand that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can't let all the stuff that's happening around you frighten you and fear. God said, I haven't given you the spirit of fear. You're not in spiritual captivity. You make your request known. Daniel purposed in his heart. He let those over him know, I don't want to defile myself. He put his request in. I want something different to eat by faith. And God will honor your faithfulness. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. God will honor your faith. You don't know what they're going to say.
By the time you get the words out your mouth, God done touched their heart.
Okay, let me move on. No, y'all, that's just, this is strange stuff here. And so, you know, Nebuchadnezzar in verse 13, when he found out that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down, he was upset. He didn't understand. Y'all changed my name. You ain't changed my God.
Folk ever call you out your name? Folk call me out my name, and when Friday came, my name was on my check. They ain't put that name they called me.
Well, I wish I knew somebody knew what I was talking about. It's not what they call you to. You're exactly who God said you. I don't care what they say. Matter of fact, I don't care how jacked up your life is. You still what God said that you're going to go. God has the power. He is the creator. He has the power to make you exactly what he called you to be. But you got to stop bowing and you got to stop bending. Every time God calls your name, you bowing and bending out. I got this to do. I got the old Lord. But God will respond to your faith. Your faith tells you what to say. Even though I'm in captivity, I'm still going to serve my God. You know what? You may not even be able to call on the name of the Lord out loud without being killed. But guess what? God knows your heart. Oh, my God. You can still worship your God. They don't know what you're doing. You be speaking in tongues. They say, oh, that's their language. Nebuchadnezzar got mad with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They brought him before the king. And in verse 14, chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? See, you got to understand, when people promote you, they think you owe them something. But see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego understood God promoted them. Don't sell out, y'all. They gave me a promotion. They didn't give you nothing. God made them give you that promotion. They didn't give you nothing. You were campaigning the hard, you ain't getting nothing. You got the job after your campaign was over. Ah, that's the way God works. Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? In verse 15, now if ye be ready at what time you hear the music, I need you to fall down, I need you to bow down and worship. That means I need you to bow down and bend your knee to the image that I set up. You got to be careful with images. So the image is not the real thing. Like I said last Sunday, anybody ever get it? They might get an image of a diamond ring for Christmas. Put it on. Put your image on. He says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I got to tell you something. If you don't worship when you hear the music, the same hour you'll be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you? What I want you to understand tonight is just verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, it's saying, I wasn't trying to be smart. But it says, we don't even need to defend ourselves. What it really means in the Hebrew is, I don't have no other answer for you. I don't know what to tell you, king. That's powerful. The God I serve is so powerful. The God I serve, I love him so much. King, I can't even answer you because what you want me to say, I can't say. God won't let me say it. God been to, I can't bow and I can't bend. Oh, king, I can't give you an answer on this. Because what I say going to make you mad. So they say, look, king, you know what? Look at verse 17. If it be so, they said, Nebuchadnezzar, if you won't do to us what you say, the God whom we serve, when you stop bending and bowing, you ain't even serving notice. Anybody, you ever served notice yet to anybody? Go ahead and write me up. It's, you're scared because you know you got your mortgage. You know your spouse waiting to say something to you. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. That is powerful. That is so powerful,
You in front of the king. King, I'm a render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But I need to let you know that I'm in Babylon, but I was not born in Babylon. My God is not a Babylonian God. I don't sing the Babylonian songs, and I don't worship the Babylonian king. I thank you for the promotion, but you got to start some commotion.
Look at verse 18. But if not, if my God doesn't deliver me out of the furnace.
That's good when you got a plan A and a plan B. If you burn me up, I'm going straight to glory. If you fire me on a bunch of lies, God got another job for me. And in between those jobs, he's going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my...
You got to understand, you don't keep bowing and bending down to you render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But when stuff becomes comes against your faith, you got to make a decision.
Anybody tired of dancing to Nebuchadnezzar's music?
Because as you finish dancing, you just tired. He ain't giving you nothing. Just playing with you. Just letting you know he can play with you. But if not be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Nebuchadnezzar got mad with him after that. His whole countenance changed. And then he told his men, heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. See, number one, your captives want you to think that you left your God in your home country. Number two, your faith tells you what to think, not your captors. And number three, look what God does with your faith. Look at verse 20. And he commanded those mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hoses and their hats, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They said, leave the clothes on, leave everything on. They didn't realize it wasn't what they had on. It's what they had in them.
Oh my.
When you get flame retardant material, it's what's in it that stops it from burning. It's what it's made of that stops it from burning. What are you made of tonight? Take the bend out of your knee and the bow out of your waist if you want a better 2012. Look at verse 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The ones that threw them in got burnt. The ones that went in did not get burnt, but the ones that threw them in got burnt. Don't tell me God's not working. From Daniel chapter 1, God was working. Daniel purposed in his heart, God was working. Then in chapter 2, God's working. Chapter 3, God, what do you mean? God's going to work through the whole book of Daniel. As long as Daniel going to be Daniel, and Daniel loves God, as long as you love God, God's going to work in your life. As long as you lift up God, God's going to work in your life. As long as you honor God, God's going to work in your life. Stop bowing and stop bending and believe in God.
Three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Look at verse 24. Look what God did with their faith. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counsel, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Let me get my calculator. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We put three in. And they say in the archaeological Bible that these furnaces were built with a window so they could see in what was going on. They wanted to look in and see when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were just destroyed by fire. So he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. I tell you, when you believe in God, they'll put you in some fiery situations. You find yourself in some tough situations. But guess what? No hurt shall come upon you.
He said, and the fourth one is like the Son of God. We look at the Hebrew, it's like an image of an angel. He said, the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fire, burned to spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What did God do with this faith? I need to let somebody know tonight, when you take faith into the fire, you'll find faith in the fire. You gotta take something in the battle with you. If you wanna win, you gotta take something in the fire with you. If you take faith in the fire, when you get in there, you're gonna find somebody to match your faith. His name is Jesus. Oh my God. You gotta take stuff with you. Don't let fear let you leave your stuff. On your job, they call you to a meeting. Don't be afraid. Take your stuff in there with you. I come to render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But guess what? I got my stuff with me. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Can you imagine how his voice was trembling? Because when you mess with God's people and God began to move on their behalf, you'd be kind of scared. The next day you go to work, can I help you? You want me to buy your lunch? He went to the mouth of the burning fire furnace. I know he was afraid and spake, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the fire was still burning. I just wanted to let you know on this New Year's Eve that we got to stop bowing and bending and believe in God. Stop compromising. Stop making up a whole bunch of excuses why you can't serve God, why you can't come to church, why you can't read the Word, why you can't come to Bible study. Oh, the King James Version is so hard. English Standard Version, New International Version, the Message, the American Bible. There's so many different versions out there. You got to stop bowing and bending. The only problem with you, you want to do what you want to do, and you still want God to bless you. I come to let you know, we don't come here every Sunday. We don't come here every Wednesday. We don't come here Thursday so we can do our own thing. We come to do the will of God. And when we do the will of God, God begins to bless us and move in our lives so that when people come up against us, guess what? There will be Nebuchadnezzars in your life. There will be fiery furnaces. But what you going to take in there with you? What you going to do? I need to know tonight, is anybody tired of bowing and bending and want to just believe in God and just give their life to God? Is anyone here tonight? Don't be ashamed. You're tired of bowing and bending. You done bowed to everything else. You done bowed to drugs. You done bowed to men. You done bowed to women. You done bowed to so much stuff that, as a matter of fact, your waist hurts. And your knees are sore. There is another way. And don't tell me about how much time you got. You don't have no more time than nobody else. You know when your number going to come up. The challenge tonight is this. Are you going to listen and bow to Nebuchadnezzar's music and bend your knee? Or are you going to believe in God? The challenge most of us have in this Christian life is not that God don't love us. It's we don't love God enough. We don't love God enough to separate, to take, get away from stuff that hinders us, that prevents us from doing what we need to do. Maybe next week. Well, maybe not next week. Maybe tonight. We open the doors of God's house and we stand all over God's house. There may be someone here tonight. You heard the message from the Lord and God is saying to you, you've been bending and bowing long enough to Nebuchadnezzar. And you just swear 2012 going to be different. But guess what? If you keep on doing the same old thing, you're going to keep on getting the same old results. And God's been gracious to you. He's blessed you in the midst of all the mess. But it's time for somebody to come on in. It's time for somebody to say yes to his will and yes to his way. If you want to rededicate your life to Christ or give your life to Christ, now is the time. If you're shy, you're timid, you're afraid, we'll walk you down. I'm not even talking about church membership. I'm talking about getting what you need so you can stand up in the fire.